USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Department of Justice continues to go after presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. After 2.5 years, Trump has been indicted for alleged election interference on January 6. Special Counsel Jack Smith said the attack was fueled by lies told by Trump, calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy, end quote. Trump's expected to be arraigned in the case on Thursday. A Barack Obama-appointed judge has been assigned to oversee the case. The Hualapai Nation Police Department and the Arizona Department of Public Safety are reporting one person has died after 57 souls on a tour bus near the Grand Canyon West Resort in Arizona flipped onto its side. A public relations representative for the resort said the bus collided with a visitor's private vehicle at the resort's terminal yesterday morning. 8 people were flown to University Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, and are all now listed in fair condition this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris is rejecting the Florida governor's invitation to discuss the state's new African American history standards. While speaking in Orlando, Florida, Harris said she will not debate the fact there were no redeeming qualities of slavery. Governor Ron DeSantis has argued the curriculum has been misrepresented, and DeSantis earlier this week said he's willing to discuss the issue with Harris. After Yellow Trucking shut down their business late last week, the move put roughly 33,000 people out of work. Now CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. The layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions. The drugstore chain says it's evolving to adapt to new customer health needs and expectations. The Wall Street Journal first reported the news, saying the change is part of CVS's efforts to move towards a focus on health services. USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Illegal immigrants rolling into the Big Apple are in for a rude awakening.
Asylum seekers continue to sleep on sidewalks outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel, with New York City struggling to find shelter for them. They were once again outside the Roosevelt Hotel overnight, which is the intake center for newly arriving migrants. New York Mayor Eric Adams admits the city is out of room with hundreds of migrants still arriving daily. I'm Corey Myers.
A new lawsuit alleges J.P. Morgan moved over $1 million in payments from Jeffrey Epstein to girls or women after he was no longer a client. The U.S. Virgin Islands makes the claim about the disgraced and deceased financier in a new court filing. It's part of a federal lawsuit against J.P. Morgan, claiming it facilitated Epstein's sex trafficking for years. The bank denies any wrongdoing and adds it ended its relationship with Epstein in 2013. If you put stock in polls, it's a dead heat.
A new poll shows President Biden and former President Trump tied in a 2024 general election rematch. The New York Times Siena College poll shows both candidates receiving 43% of support from registered voters, that is if the election were held today. However, the survey also found both men are disliked more than liked, with 54% of voters disapproving of Biden and 55% disapproving of Trump. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.